should you buy chickens? It's one of the most common questions that I receive, not far behind questions such as, are we in the biblical end times, and is Anthony Fauci ever going to go to jail? Should you buy chickens? Yes. There you go. That's it. That's the whole show. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Oh, you want me to elaborate? Well, I will. But the short answer is absolutely positively yes. You should raise chickens. If you have the means, if you have the room, the land, and it's not too much, but if you have a big enough backyard, basically, and if you have the physical ability to do so, to raise chickens, and it's not a ton, you know, basically, can you afford them? Do you have a place to put them? And can you handle it? That's, and of course, there's also the other item of, you know, is it legal? Can, you know, where you are, are you going to be breaking some regulation from some city, state, or local government body? Those are all questions that you need to answer for yourself. Now, obviously, if you're living in an apartment, it could be challenging. If you're living in like where I am in Southern California, where my backyard is tiny and the grass isn't real, it's not practical for me. Someday, I was just talking to my wife. We were talking about how someday I'm going to be able to build my chicken coop and get me 5-10 chickens or however many I can get. And we'll have eggs. Not always. Lord willing, we'll have eggs indefinitely for a long period of time, we'll say. You know, depending upon how things go, maybe it might be good to literally raise them, not just have them on hand to lay eggs, but also to get into the process of actually raising chicks and getting them into chickens and all that stuff, roosters and the more challenging part. But at the very least, in my humble opinion, you should be, if you have the means and all the prerequisites, you should be raising chickens. I've got three reasons why. And let me go ahead and just show the screen here. Let's see, three reasons why. I have this article over at Discern Report. Should you raise chickens? And just like I did with the show, in that particular article, I start with yes, that's it. That's the whole article. Well, it could be if you have the means, if you have the space, and if you, of course, have the capability. And of course, last but not least, if you aren't going to be breaking some stupid regulations saying that you're not allowed to raise chickens for some reason where you live. And if that's the case, I would strongly recommend moving. And if you're living in a city, like an apartment or anything like that, I would still strongly recommend moving. Whether you want to raise chickens or not, you don't want to have another like Atlanta, like over the weekend, or pick a city, any city. This is where they're going to come after us when they do come after us. So I put together three reasons why, and there's, I'm sure, tons of more reasons out there. And I'm sure there are a lot of reasons not to raise chickens. I'm not a chicken expert, okay? But I did a little bit of research and I've had some experience with chickens, not personal experience where I was doing the raising, but I have known people. We have one relative on each side of the family that raises chickens. And so we have had our taste, pun intended. So speaking of taste, that is the number one reason. And these are in reverse order. When I say it's the number one reason, technically it's the least important reason. But hey, we're going in reverse order. So the least important reason is that they do taste better. For a long time, I didn't really buy into the notion that fresh eggs were any better than the store-bought eggs. Then I tried some. My aunt raises chickens, as does my wife's sister. Both of us had separate opportunities to try actual farm fresh eggs that were laid within 24 hours of us eating them by chickens who were raised in backyards. Don't let anyone tell you there are no differences between grocery store eggs and farm fresh eggs, or backyard fresh eggs, if you will. It's not even really a comparison. Then there are the health benefits, which I'll let you guys do your own research on that. But from what I've heard, farm fresh eggs are just simply more nutritious. Number two, it is cheaper in the long term. Now, this wasn't the case just a couple of years ago. You know, I did the math. I was even talking to my aunt. I'm like, okay, so if eggs are cost what, like a few cents, dime, whatever, and not much more, a couple, 20 cents, it's, you know, how could you possibly save money with all the chicken feed and all that stuff? I just didn't see it because that was their reason. It was for that. Now, I look like an idiot and they look like they were prescient, because as the price of eggs continues to skyrocket, those who do have chickens are sitting pretty. Chickens are actually pretty cheap to buy. Building or buying a chicken coop can cost anywhere from a couple hundred bucks all the way up to thousands. Now I've seen, you know, on average around $500 or $600 places that I've inquired. And that's for a small coop, a coop that's big enough for a few chickens. The feed and other regular expenses are rising, though they're not terribly expensive just yet. Compare that to the price of eggs, and suddenly it's clear how around one egg per chicken per day can add up in the long term to tremendous savings. But then, of course, the most important reason why today, you know, I've been recommending eggs, by the way, or chickens, for about a year, and that was before what we're seeing today. And it was because I anticipated essentially what we're seeing today, and I'm not alone in that. A lot of people have. Nothing special about me, even though I was right almost all the time. But anyway, so indefinite supply, let's call it how we see it. The powers that be are in the process of eliminating and eventually outlawing natural forms of protein that aren't insects. They want us eventually to eating lab-grown meats or cricket burgers as our primary sources of protein. And by eventually, I hope everybody understands that we're talking about months or years, not decades. Chickens properly raised and cared for can produce anywhere from 3 or 4 eggs per week to an egg per day each. That's 5 to 8 grams of protein, not to mention other crucial nutrients produced per chicken per day. And you combine that with a freeze-dried protein bucket, which you can get at lateprepper.com. Lateprepper.com. Scroll all the way down until you see the protein bucket, and you get chicken, freeze-dried chicken, you get freeze-dried beef, and you get freeze-dried whole egg powder, all combined, and last for like 10, 15, 20, 25 years. Be sure. And if you do go there, go use promo code PREP2023. That'll get you 10% off. PREP2023. Or if you're a big spender and you're spending more than $777, use code PREP2030 and you'll get 15% off. So there's an incentive to buy a couple of buckets. Combine that with your eggs that you're going to be producing from your chickens, and you have a long-term supply of real protein from real animals instead of relying on the government's mealworm lines. And that is going to happen, by the way, folks. Okay, let's be clear about that. The government, through public-private partnerships, when the crunch for food and in particular protein does happen, and it's going to happen, I'll put a 95% certainty of that it happens, you know, sometime in the next 3 to 4 years, possibly this year, more likely next year, but I would say by 2025 or 2026, it's almost certainly going to happen. And when it does, we're literally going to be waiting, not we, you and me, but other people, most Americans are literally going to be waiting in lines. They used to be called bread lines, but these are going to be cricket lines, mealworm lines, lab-grown meat lines. You'll get your voucher. Have to show proof of that you've gotten your 37th booster shot, but you'll get your voucher and you'll be able to go down and get all your fake meat that they're trying to force down your throat. Anyway, you get the idea. And if you're thinking about buying and raising chickens, you're not alone. According to this article below, this article I'm about to read to you, at least in part, by Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge, people are becoming more and more interested in the idea of raising chickens. The article is titled, "Egg Crisis Sparks Soaring Interest in Backyard Farms." Yay! COVID supply chain snarl. I'm going to read through this really quickly because I want to get to the kicker here. COVID supply chain snarls turned millions of Americans into, quote, preppers overnight. The run on toilet paper, food, guns, ammunition, and other essential items for survival pushed millions to consider preparedness for a crisis. Remember all those old school preppers? The media used to refer to them as extreme and even called them tinfoil hat conspiracy folks. But during the shutdowns, those folks were right, and the mainstream media got it wrong. The next shortage underway is eggs. Readers have seen our notes on supermarkets nationwide running out of eggs. The egg shortage is so severe that last week, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that egg smuggling from Mexico has erupted. Why is that? Well, a dozen grade A eggs in the U.S. have topped $4.25 at supermarkets. In Mexico, a 30 count of eggs is about $3.40. So you get almost three, you get 2.5 times as much for less. So, duh, of course people are going to go down there. U.S. egg prices have topped the national average gasoline per gallon price at the pump. As a result of the egg crisis, internet search trends on Google show Americans are panic searching where to find egg-laying hens for their backyard. The search trend, where to buy chickens near me, erupted to a near multi-decade high. Buy chickens near me, searches exploded across the U.S. Besides the COVID spike, how to raise chickens has spiked to levels not seen in a decade. Over the last several years, food insecurity has pushed many Americans to create little backyard farms, something their parents or grandparents did more than half a century ago. Living off the land was standard decades ago, but as metropolises sprung up, people relied more on a corporation or even the government to provide food. Soaring distrust in government and corporations had transformed many into preppers following the pandemic shutdowns when some supplies were impossible to find. People don't want to be left empty-handed when the next crisis arises. This has led to a new generation of preppers and the normalization of being prepared. And if there's one silver lining to all of this, all the craziness, you know, the lockdowns, the mandates, the everything that's happening with the supply chains, chickens getting culled by the tens of millions, cows dropping dead, fertilizer skyrocketing, food costs in general skyrocketing, a government that says, oh, it's only like 6% when it's like 20 or 30% in reality. We're seeing people finally starting to wake up. I'm one of them. Look, I am a late prepper. I dabbled in prepping, I guess you could say, back in 2011. And by dabbled, I got a couple of bug out bags and a couple of buckets of food, right? Got a freeze dryer, not a freeze dryer, a dehydrator. Well, now, over the last year and a half or so, I've dedicated much more of my time researching, learning, experiencing, buying, preparing, storing away, packing everything I can. As I mentioned, I don't have my own chicken coop in the backyard. But, I mean, we have talked about it. If and when we do finally, Lord willing, move out of Southern California to a nicer, better, safer, cheaper place, cheaper state, we join the exodus from this horrible socialist Marxist state of California, then yes, I'm going to make sure that wherever we go, we're getting into a home where we can raise chickens. It's that important, folks. They're going to do, I mean, it's coming. It is coming. They are already in the process. It might not be as apocalyptic as I think it's going to be, but they're already in the process of slowly but surely whittling away at your ability to purchase and to have proteins. This is why I've been so bullish about long-term storage food, because for many of us, that's the best choice. It's not the best choice for those who have the means. Look, if you can just go out, live off the grid, buy a homestead, go move out to, you know, Idaho and live completely off the grid and have your own chickens, maybe your own goats, maybe even got enough room for cows, you know, your own garden, or even bigger than a garden, a little mini farm, or, you know, of homesteading, you know, to whatever degree you can, to where if and when the crap hits the fan, you're in good shape. You're away from cities that are going to be collapsing, where they're going to, these will be the epicenters of control, chaos, martial law, if and when the societal collapse that I anticipate does come here in the next few years. So, but not all of us have the means. That's why, like I said, I prep. I'm not a full-blown prepper at this point. I don't know if I'm ever going to get to that stage unless somebody wants to donate, I don't know, a couple $100,000. Because if you really want to do it, and you got a big family, that's kind of what it takes. It's not just about, you know, getting food. You need to get water storage, long-term water storage. You have to have the ability to generate your own energy, generate, you know, handle your own sewage. You know, being able to truly live off the grid means being able to survive no matter what government forces upon you. Can't have any attachments whatsoever. And we're not there. But we do prepare as best we can, especially with, like I said, long-term storage food, ammunition, precious metals, physical precious metals, trying to do everything we can. And it's funny because I was thinking, I was starting to do a show or do show prep for a show in the near future that dove into basically all the steps that you need to go through if you want to go from, hey, you know, today I've decided to become a prepper and I want to be fully prepared by X. I was going to go through that plan. I realized that there's no way I could fit that into a show. I mean, I'm talking, I couldn't fit that into a 2-hour show, because everything that's really, truly required to get there, it is very detailed. Number one, it's not complicated and it's not complex, but it is detailed. It does require a lot of action, quite a bit of resources, money, and certain situations, and trying to make it fit into everybody's situation, I decided, you know what, that's a longer project than just trying to do, show notes for a day. This is something I'm going to have to spend some time doing. But then they say something worth doing, it's worth doing right. So that's what we're going to do. Speaking of doing things right, we are also in the process. We just purchased some cows. Okay. Our cows are getting ready to be, they're going to go to slaughter next month. When they do, we will be selling beef, frozen beef, out of box, but it's not just frozen beef. We're going twofold. We're taking both sides of the eat better coin. Okay. Eat real meat today with our frozen steaks, ground beef, roasts, whatever. But you'll also be able to eat great tomorrow if and when the crap hits the fan, because we're also going to be selling freeze-dried beef chunks. Freeze-dried, sealed in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers so they can maintain their nutrients, stay good for years, for decades. This will be, I believe, will be the first of its kind, the combination of both frozen food, freshly frozen. Okay. Again, we're not just going out and buying a bunch of bulk meat from Costco or whatever. We bought cows and we're slaughtering cows, and we're having them cut the way we want them, put them into boxes, and the freezer, what are they, shipping boxes where you can put in dry ice and all that good stuff. Okay, long story short is that this is coming, and it is first comes to first serve. We started off with 10 cows, which, as somebody told me, that's woefully too little, but we have access to tens of thousands of cows in the long term. We're trying it out, see what the demand is for 10 cows, and then we might go to 20, 30, we'll see. If you're interested to be first come, first serve, get out there right as soon as we launch. Then go to jdrucker.com/beef, jdrucker.com/beef, and just let me know, sign up. And it's by sign up, it's literally just give me your email address so that I can send you, hey, we're ready, go here and check it out and order your beef, freeze dried, frozen, or both. So that's good. That's good stuff. So let's be honest, the vast majority of long-term storage, survival food, prepper food, it's just awful. I mean, it just tastes really, really bad. And that's why they expect us to eat during the apocalypse. Well, if the crap hits the fan, I'm going to actually be eating good food. I go to lateprepper.com, a website that I built based upon two partnerships, the two companies that produce actually really good food. No need to set up a bulk discount. Doesn't matter whether you buy one or 10. There's no hidden fees here. As a matter of fact, we charge the same price that the source companies charge. The difference is we actually have exclusive discounts. Use promo code PREP2023 for 10% off, or for you big spenders, use code PREP2030 for 15% off on orders of $777 or more. Go to lateprepper.com and eat well for the apocalypse.